brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pack transmission for you today. It is the 22nd day of February on this Tuesday edition, 2011. And obviously, oil has shot up by 9 percentage points in just the last few hours as the turmoil in the Middle East intensifies. And many political analysts in the United States, Europe, and Russia are saying they believe that the Middle East now faces decades of turmoil. In fact, the Russian president Medvedev sees, quote, fires for decades in Arab world. And the Muslim Brotherhood is trying to overthrow Gaddafi. It appears that it was probably disinformation put out by British intelligence and the Muslim Brotherhood. It came out of the British Foreign Office that Muammar Gaddafi had fled yesterday to Venezuela, and Hugo Chavez is hermitage that he has there. There are confirmed reports of helicopters and fighter aircraft bombing and strafing the protesters. And regardless of what side you sit on, the media is calling them protesters. They are people engaged in insurrection to overthrow the government. Muammar Gaddafi is a dictator. He is a thug. He is a socialist. He is a funder of terrorists, real terrorists, back in the day. Not the staged terrorists. But that does not mean that we're going to get something better there, because when the globalist unseen hand is involved in something, you better believe there's a larger reason that it's happening. So, yeah, good. Get rid of Hosni Mubarak. Get rid of Muammar Gaddafi. Get rid of the Saudi royal family. Get rid of all of these hereditary dictatorships or these dictatorial systems. But at the same time, we have to look at the larger issue, and it's about bringing the world into turmoil. And many of these countries, what the media calls Muslim extremists, are going to be going into power. And you have to ask, why do the globalists want that? They're going to set up their own form of tyranny. And that appears to be where it's leaning, and most political scientists say that that's going to be the outcome in most of these countries. So I don't shed any tears for Hosni Mubarak, but he's gone. Same military junta that took over 30-plus years ago has now just stepped into his place. So he goes away, has a convenient stroke, kind of like the dictator of Tunisia, and more of the same comes in, and it's celebrated by Anderson, admitted CIA Cooper, that this is just absolute heavenly Valhalla, and that we should all just be celebrating the incredible freedom of the Middle East, with George Soros and his operatives in the State Department all over it and bragging. In fact, Google is bragging that they're helping run these operations. Well, of course, Google's NSA, CIA, information warfare system. Now, here's a headline out of Reuters. Russia blames Google for stirring Egyptian unrest. Well, they sent their people in to do it. It's not debated. I like that headline yesterday, the widow of that top-level former Bush administration official who was shot dead and thrown in a trash can. And then the headline is, she claims a hitman killed him. Well, no, I mean, he was murdered. He was killed. The guy shot on the boards of more than 30. I read the list on air a few weeks ago. What was his name? Wheeler? I got to pull it back up. The point is, he sat on all these giant Fortune 500 boards. He was involved in all these different serious operations, and he's disheveled, running around town without a shoe for a day, obviously running for his life, under surveillance. And, I'm already digressing. It's just, that's how they spin it. It's like, Russia says Google's involved. Google says they're involved. The woman says a hitman killed her husband. He was hit. It was a professional hit. He was thrown in a dumpster. And there's no investigation. It's just, we don't even know if he was killed. Yeah, he was murdered, but we don't know if it's a hit, man. We'll be right back with all this incredible news. Lindsey Williams coming up, by the way.
Yeah. The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to cover the incredible ongoing developments in the Middle East and North Africa, the response in Europe, the response in the United States, in Russia to it, the incredible effects it's having. With one-day oil prices going up by 9% in one day on fears of what's happening in Libya, what's happening in Bahrain, what's happening in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, what's happening in several other countries, the island nation of Morocco, the royal families being shook there by protest. We've got Lindsey Williams coming up in the third hour. In fact, we're going to call him right now. I may just get him on in the middle of the next hour, so we have an hour and a half with him today. And I thought yesterday to call Lindsey because about 95% of what Ken Fromm, the former head of operations for Atlantic Richfield, the late Ken Fromm, we couldn't give out his name for years. I knew his name because I figured it out reading The Energy Non-Crisis. Mr. Fromm was actually fired for a while because of that book in 1980, and they brought him back. The other Mr. X in the book, well, he's not Mr. X in the book, it's all hidden in plain view, was the CEO of one of the big three oil companies separately that Lindsey knows. And going back five, 6 years ago, even though folks like Dr. Stan Monteith, who's on this network, been on the radio for over 30 years, he still likes to check things out. He was able to figure out who they were. He called both of them and confirmed that indeed they were telling Williams this, and one of them told Monteith, you know, don't call me again, and wouldn't return his calls after that. So I know that these men, both Mr. Fromm and the other gentleman who we can't say his name, are real, and I know that Lindsey's been talking to them. Now, it was hidden in plain view back in 2007. It came out from leaks to Jim Tucker and Daniel Estulin and others that they were going to plan to drive up oil prices massively. That's all we got out of Bilderberg. And then later I noticed that when Williams was covering it, that we'd had a PrisonPlanet.com article from that period a few months before Williams came out with our Bilderberg sleuths that have the connections that have been proven to be just stunning. Jim Tucker, especially, 33 years now, plus covering Bilderberg. Maybe I guess we're on to the 34th year in June when they meet again. And Tucker, let's just say, has moles who aren't Bilderberg members, but who are their secretaries, people like that. And I'm just going to leave it at that. When you get sources that high level inside where the real decisions are being made, unless they're feeding you disinformation, that is, unless Ken Fromm and the other gentleman who I can't name were telling Williams disinformation or telling him things that were his opinion, unless those factors are in there, you can take it to the bank. And, I mean, here's some of the things that Jim Tucker predicted. 2 years before the fall of the Berlin Wall, he said that it would be taken down basically in a quasi-staged event towards perestroika and detente. People laughed at him. It happened. 6 months before George W. Bush announced that he was going to accept 4 years ago that global warming was real and was going to go ahead and go along with carbon taxes, Jim Tucker said that that was from inside Bilderberg. And then months later, Bush did come out and do that. I mean, there are countless examples. Tucker has said Tony Blair is going to be called. A little-known member of British Parliament, he's going to be the prime minister coming up in 2 years. Boom, happened. He called Bill Clinton when he was a little-known governor and went to Bilderberg a year before the campaign started. Tucker called it. Rick Perry went to Bilderberg in 2007. That's how our film Endgame ends, is with us talking about Rick Perry. And I know the inside baseball here in Austin. He has got the presidential, you know, pre-run book out, fed up. He's even Texas Monthly's reported that their inside sources here in Austin confirm that Perry's running for president. He maybe even with Palin, they've been in those discussions with each other, but they're deciding whose ego's bigger, who's going to be the VP. Perry won't take her as he won't be a VP. And Palin's saying that she isn't going to be VP, but they're trying to pair those two up. So coming out of nowhere, you know, Mitt Romney's going to be big, Ron Paul's going to be big, but Rick Perry. And we knew that from Bilderberg 2007. They don't invite governors or members of parliament from countries to the events unless they're presidential contenders. I cover this in the Obama deception. And I'm covering this to detail how powerful the inside info is from inside groups like Bilderberg. Or if you're able to talk to former Bilderberg group members or attendees, the type of information you can get. Because there are just, again, countless examples of the information that we're able to get from there then actually unfolding and happening. Another example is covered in the Obama deception, 2008. We knew Bilderberg Group was going to be meeting in Chantilly, Virginia. We get on an airplane. I go up there. Two nights before it officially starts, I'm following the news. The day before it starts, it's all over the news that Obama said get on the airplane to the press corps when he was the front runner, just at that point passing Hillary. And that they were going to be going to Chicago. And they put the press corps on the plane, slammed the door shut there at the airport in D.C., there at Dulles, and took off And there's, of course, the video, the press corps going, we've been shanghaied, we've been kidnapped. And then for a day and a half, the media raced all over Virginia and Washington, D.C. and Maryland looking for where Hillary and Obama were meeting. They went to different senators' houses. They went to different hotels. And I'm there getting home from the night before Bilderberg starts at my hotel at the Hyatt. They were meeting at the Marriott in Chantilly. And I'm watching the news sitting there in my bed in my underwear, and they're reporting on the missing Obama and Hillary. And I actually called Aaron Dykes up in his room, and I said, aim a camera at the television set on CNN. That's all they're talking about. Get some of this on video. Aaron did one better. He went downstairs in the bar with a camera and aimed at the television. That's the little clip you see in Obama deception where you see actually a clip of MSNBC while Aaron's in the bar shooting it. They're talking about secret meeting. Where are they really meeting? And, of course, the Bilderberg Group meeting was about to take place. We had intel that Obama was going to be there. Tucker got that intel. So did Estelin. And then here comes two different motorcades with Secret Service with their submachine guns up in the windows with the Secret Service license plates going in. And so there was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama meeting, and there was this big national top story at the time, will Hillary or will Obama bow out for the party? Because they were basically a dead heat. Obama in some polls was a few points ahead. Will they stop savaging each other? What's going to happen? Where are they secretly meeting? Why did they send the press corps to Chicago telling them that Obama will be on the plane? And then Gibbs, his press secretary at the time, said, well, there was a desire to meet with some people privately, and so that's why we did this. And he sat there and giggled and laughed about it to the media. But Obama was like gold then, you know, the savior in waiting, so no one dare criticize him. But the larger issue here is that you could have the two presidential contenders in a neck-and-neck race go meet secretly, off and on, at a hotel, and CNN, ABC, CBS, they're not stupid. They had sources. Fox News, they knew where Obama and Hillary were. We called them. We called scores standing out there all day and night outside Bilderberg. We call the Washington Post. We call the Washington Times. We call the New York Times. We call local TV stations. One newspaper came out there, and that was the Epoch Times, and they wrote a story about it. And that's an international paper basically affiliated with the Falun Gong, an anti-communist publication. But there's an illustration of the power of the Bilderberg Group, that the mainstream media, you've got the biggest story in the country. Obama and Hillary have disappeared for a day or more. No one knows where they are. We're calling the media, telling them Obama and Hillary are meeting secretly here. That's the biggest story ever. In the middle of a campaign, wondering who is going to get the presidential nomination for the Democratic presidential run, and you've got hundreds of protesters and dozens of alternative media outlets streaming it for days over YouTube. We were doing live streaming on Justin TV. We were doing live call-ins. I was the only other program that would talk about it was Coast to Coast AM had me on, two nights in a row to give reportage on it. So Coast to Coast AM, Epoch Times, and that's it. If you want to talk about big mainline media, that's it. So it's an illustration of the secret meetings behind closed doors, that the decision was made that Hillary would step down and get behind Obama and become Secretary of State, and that was announced a few days later. We were able to predict what was going to happen. We also had moles inside. And then you have this larger example of media control. So I don't believe Lindsey Williams. I know Lindsey Williams does talk to these men, and his information that he's gotten from them being relayed to us is what they told him. And Lindsey says that this is clearly the biggest information that he's ever been given, not from Ken Fromm, but it confirms what he said before he died in December. Lindsay, lay all this out in October, but from the other guy about what's really happening in the Middle East. And wait till you hear this.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 22nd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1401.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1437.59, $718.79 for a half ounce, or $359.40 for the quarter ounce. That's $1437.59, $718.79, or $359.40.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Break down oil going up more than 9% in just the last 5 hours since it started trading in New York. We are going to get into the latest developments in North Africa and the Middle East and also in the Mediterranean with Morocco in turmoil. That is all coming up. I stayed up here at the office till late last night and had about a 45-minute discussion with Lindsay Williams, and he told me what he's going to talk about on the air. And he basically is going to break it down from the beginnings of meeting these men and being the liaison, a lot of big corporations do this, between three major oil companies and the oil field workers. He was basically their legate. In the old Roman days, the emperor couldn't be everywhere, and so he would have two or three trusted, what they called legates, or people that could serve as their spokesman. And so that's why he was allowed into all these meetings and was allowed to see all these secrets and wrote The Energy Non-Crisis. It's out of print in 1980, and again, Ken Fromm got fired over that because he quoted him in it. Then Fromm got mad and actually gave public speeches in, 1982. Williams will go over all this. There's actual videos of all this out there. That's why I said this is always hidden in plain view. There's videos, and Williams is trying to dig them up and send them to us. But I went and looked it up. There's records of these meetings where they actually gave public speeches on all this, on the fact that there was more oil in Alaska than in all of Saudi Arabia and that we weren't allowed to have even one-tenth of it. But then he walked through everything that these men, Ken Fromm up into December when he sadly passed, and the other gentleman, even more high-powered, that, again, is in public view. It's in Lindsay's book, but you got to figure it out for yourself because the guy says this under anonymity, so we're not going to break that here. But Lindsay said it was always, again, the key word term here is hidden in plain view. And I remember interviewing Williams 13, 14 years ago when he was laying out the energy non-crisis information and talking about, you know, the fact that we have all this oil here, which is now a mainstream fact. It was hidden for many years, but now they admit that they're not tapping even a fraction of what's in Alaska or other areas, or even the Gulf of Mexico for that matter. I'm trying to be careful about what I say here because it's so complex but also so simple at the same time, and Williams is coming up. But Williams had an epiphany, and so did I. That's why I called him yesterday, and he wasn't even ready to come on yet because, you know, he likes to produce a CD where he can break it all down for people. That's not been produced yet. I just had a feeling to call him and to get him on the show, and he wasn't ready until today. But if you go back to his book, written in 1980, now 31 years ago, hard to believe how time flies, or if you listen to the interviews I did, 14, 13, 12, 10, I mean, I've interviewed him several times a year ever since I've been on the radio, really. I think I even interviewed him like in 96, but the point is that this was always the Henry Kissinger's Zbigniew Brzezinski plan. This was the deal made with the Arabs that is a public deal that they would buy with the oil money they got from the U.S. They would put it back in the U.S. with T-bills. And this deal is actually covered in a fictional account. We should try to find this from the movie Network. In fact, I actually own that DVD. I meant to bring it into the office. But if you Google, guys, YouTube, Network, Howard Beale talks to executive or talks to Mr. It's not Mr. Hackett, played by Robert Duvall. It's his boss. And he calls him in and he says, "You have meddled with the tidal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and you will atone. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back, Mr. Beale. They must," and he breaks down, "they must be allowed to buy U.S. companies, Mr. Beale. They must be allowed to buy shares in this network, Mr. Beale. They must buy U.S. shares, Mr. Beale, because it's the ebb and flow of international capitalization. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?" And they actually talk about, because that was all in the news at the time. A lot of this isn't even secret. And so the Arabs have been totally scammed for 30 plus years. They've invested almost all their money in the T-bills and the dollar. And when they bring that down, they're going to bring the Arabs down. The globalists are going to move everything basically to China. And when Williams was telling me all this, it's already hidden in plain view. I already knew everything he was telling me, but this is from a Bilderberg Group level individual confirming it, and just wait till we go over it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, let me try to sum this up simply, and then we'll go into more detail when Lindsey Williams joins us. There is a collection of private central banking families who were able to get most European countries, England, and the United States, within the last 200 years or so, 1815 in England, similar time frame in continental Europe, not till 1913 in the United States, but they were able to position themselves to control the issuance of currency and credit. So they could buy up the world, buy up any media, buy up governments, do anything. They control the issuance of currency and credit through the governments, but they are paid interest on the right for the government to produce money. So they control all of the credit. Now, the Arabs have their own banking system that is based on upfront fees and has trillions and trillions of dollars in it because usury is illegal under Islamic law. Now, that's another big reason the globalists want to overthrow those countries and put in new regimes who will play ball with them and allow the big banks to basically destabilize them, break them down through economic and societal turmoil, and then come in and finance their reconstruction. And there's so many multivariate, multifaceted I'm quoting a video clip that's coming up in a moment, things that go into this, but everything's being converted into a corporate world government. In the 1970s, they put out Rollerball with James Caan, all about energy sectors and global unions and 10 unions that form a global union, and where there's different sectors and how certain nations are only allowed to produce certain things. One country's manufacturing, another communication, another energy. And then the UN sits above that with the only military force, or the fascist symbol of the hatchet on top of the bundle of sticks, you know, binding them together. And this is what globalism and the New World Order is. This is what they teach at Harvard and Yale and at the public school of public affairs at UT. Aaron Dykes went there, has a degree from there. And they taught world government's good, global corporate control, one world currency. And so when I hired him, it was a perfect fit because he'd been there, but they'd tried to teach him it was all good. And obviously here, he knew it was all true because he'd already been taught all that. Just we have a different perspective. We don't want some far-off, unelected globalist who happen to be eugenicist, who want to set up a planetary regime, get us all under debt, shut down society, have one-child policies, and basically phase out and cull out the population. But Aaron, when he got here, would just laugh at the mainstream media saying there's no world government, there's no new world order, when all he was taught was that it was good and it was great. And you hear these college students calling in, especially people going for their master's and their PhDs. Same thing with Steve Watson. He's got a master's in political science from a university in England. The one in Nottingham. The point is, he was taught all that. So why can he now write articles and understand it all? Because the enemy taught him everything he knows. The enemy was there telling Steve Watson and telling Aaron Dykes that, yes, we're going to have a global government. Yes, we're going to control everybody, but it's for your own good. So they have movies like Rollerball in the 70s, where they rolled it out in a fictional account to pre-program and basically acclimate people. They put out movies like Network, very well done. We're going to play a clip here with Ned Beatty, who's the big corporation chief, and he's calling in the news anchor who went live on air, kind of had a breakdown. That is, he broke into reality, and he says, look, we can't allow the Arabs to own this TV network. And so he gets called into the CEO's office, not of the network, but of the company that owns the network, and he says, look, let me explain to you how this really works. Okay, and you haven't just stopped a merger here or this company being bought. You have caused serious shockwaves throughout the global system. And then he tells them the global system will be no war, no famine, total peace. Kind of like Emperor Palpatine saying, now that we've killed all the Jedi, there will be peace. Yeah, peace meaning scorched earth, siege, annihilation, genocide, the oldest form of total war, completely wipe your enemy out, financially, psychologically, dumbing everyone down. It's full spectrum dominance. The globalists are threatened by intellect, by private property, by anyone of means who isn't part of their system. And if you watch Rollerball or you watch Network, both came out in the mid-70s, it's mercantilism. It's in the Associated Press again today. It broke a few weeks ago that China is internally putting pressure because they own over $1 trillion of, quote, U.S. T-bills, U.S. debt instruments, that they're ordering the Treasury to order the SEC to allow the Chinese to buy up critical infrastructure. Oil fields, toll roads, media companies, giant positions in stock markets, not the stocks being traded, the stock markets themselves. The Germans, the EU, driven by the Germans, are now taking over the New York Stock Exchange. It's all merging right now. And they've got this mercantilism where China keeps their currency low. Yeah, there's the headline, AP Business. China, state firms to hand over more profits. No, that's not it. It's a headline of China. Let me give you the exact headline. China used U.S. debt holdings to pressure U.S. Here, I'll just dig it out. Problem is, I put all these articles together. There's so many, and then, oh, it doesn't matter. It's all over the news. Everybody knows about it. I'm going to find it here, because I don't want to just say something and then not have it. Maybe it's in my global stack. Ah, there it is. Cable show China used debt holdings to press U.S., and that's out of AFP, but it's also an AP. Good job, Marley. Okay, so there, documented that for you. But it's all about the globalist at the banking level above countries with a balance of power so that nation states can't be strong and independent, and then all the power is in the hand of the offshore globalist. And so China keeps their currency way low, basically devalued, so no one can compete with them. They have internal tariffs against our goods getting in. NAFTA and GATT and these international trade agreements are used with all these third world countries to leverage the U.S. with labor cost and with environmental regulations we have here and oppressive taxes to where you physically cannot make the products in many cases here in the U.S. And Mexico's losing its jobs now to China. And so is India. No one can compete with it because they've got giant slave factories where they've got to put big nets around their 5- and 10-story buildings because people are committing suicide by the score every day. They're now drugging the workers so that they'll submit. Japan's looking at drugging their workers with lithium. The U.S. government was in the news 2 days ago calling for it. I mean, they're bringing in a system so dehumanizing that they're openly saying we're going to drug you and put suicide nets up. That's the model. China, already doing it. So it's mercantilism. And I go back to this 300-plus years ago, the British had really developed it, but the French economics professors developed the tome or the handbook of mercantilism, and I've talked about it before. But to understand New World Order globalism, you got to understand this. This is the key to everything. French possessions. Say, in the case of the eastern half of Hispaniola, what's Haiti today, they would not allow, under penalty of imprisonment or death, even French citizens who were living there and running sugarcane plantation, you know, slave plantations, to build a pickaxe, to forge a shovel, to make a firearm, to have any value-added product. There were even rules against glass. Against blowing glass. And you can study this in same thing in the British-run colonies that is, of course, the original 13 states. Before that, the 13 colonies. And then later when people would revolt, they'd say, okay, well, we'll just put a big tax on finished goods. They would only allow colonies to produce raw material so that it would have to be shipped back to the imperial seat, the imperial keep. And once it was shipped there, and once it was in place there, then they would sell it back as value added to the people in the colonies, and that was used as a form of control. Now, that's mercantilism. Now, what we live under today, what we're entering now, is neo-mercantilism. And no one else sees this. No one else talks. I've been talking about this for 15 years because I've studied mercantilism. I looked at globalism. I looked at what they said globalism was, and it was mercantilism without the name. And I'm waiting for professors and economists and others to pick up on this. I mean, am I really smarter than you as someone studying economics and history? No, you're just not seeing it. But a rose is still a rose by any other name. This is mercantilism. And so the Arabs aren't allowed in their deals to produce any manufacturing. They've got to buy their jet airplanes and their Caterpillar equipment, their bulldozers and cranes from European or U.S. companies. They've got to buy their software from the Japanese or the Chinese. And in the agreements they signed in the mid-1970s, this is on record, they had to agree to spend the lion's share of their oil money back into the U.S. to buy T-bills and thus prop up the dollar as the world reserve currency. Now, what Ken Fromm told Williams a few months ago before he died, and what the other even more high-powered guy just recently told him, is exact. And he said all this in October was going to happen, that the Middle East would go into flames. I said, war? And he goes, no, destabilization. But then later, that was just a distraction towards China, but that it would drive up oil prices to 150 to 200. You just saw them go up 9% today. Okay? And so the Arabs have been set up. They've invested in T-bills. Now, as the dollar is basically phased out into the new global SDR, it'll still be there. It'll just be a component of it. The Arabs are going to just basically be put into turmoil, let a bunch of, you know, wild crazies fight over power. Nothing destabilizes things better. They will implode. Oil production will be put into doubt. And then huge oil production is going to then finally be brought back in the United States, but we're going to pay exorbitant prices for it. The United States will then go into a long period of decline in which China is built up as the new global force and enforcer. But then at a later date, the United States will be risen back up again so the bankers can use the U.S. as a play against the Chinese as a play against the U.S. So it's three-dimensional, very complex chess. Now, here they are giving you the religion of the New World Order in this, 1974 network clip, where Howard Beale is called in by the head of the conglomerate to explain to him the religion of the New World Order. Here it is.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, Mr. Beale, and I won't have it! Is that clear? You think you merely stopped a business deal? That is not the case. The Arabs have taken billions of dollars out of this country, and now they must put it back! It is ebb and flow, tidal gravity. It is ecological balance. You are an old man who thinks in terms of nations and peoples. There are no nations. There are no peoples. There are no Russians. There are no Arabs. There are no third worlds. There is no West. There is only one holistic system of systems. One vast and immane, interwoven, interacting, multivariate, multinational dominion of dollars. Petrodollars, electrodollars, multidollars, Reichmarks, rands, rubles, pounds, and shekels. It is the international system of currency which determines the totality of life on this planet. That is the natural order of things today. That is the atomic and subatomic and galactic structure of things today. And you have meddled with the primal forces of nature. And you will atone. Am I getting through to you, Mr. Beale?
You get up on your little 21-inch screen and howl about America and democracy. There is no America. There is no democracy. There is only IBM and ITT and AT&T and DuPont, Dow, Union Carbide, and Exxon. Those are the nations of the world today. What do you think the Russians talk about in their councils of state? Karl Marx? They get out their linear programming charts, statistical decision theories, min-max solutions, and compute the price-cost probabilities of their transactions and investments, just like we do. We no longer live in a world of nations and ideologies, Mr. Beale. The world is a college of corporations, inexorably determined by the immutable bylaws of business. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. It has been since man crawled out of the slime. And our children will live, Mr. Beale, to see that perfect world in which there's no war or famine, oppression or brutality. One vast and ecumenical holding company for whom all men will work to serve a common profit, in which all men will hold a share of stock. All necessities provided, all anxieties tranquilized, all boredom amused.
Now, I have actually had big network type heads and people that have tried to hire me that I've, you know, met with privately on condition of anonymity to be offered things. It's okay to talk. And you basically get a speech like that. Globalism's going to help people. Yeah, the New World Order's real, but you just don't get it. No, I do get it. You're a bunch of control freak murderers putting poison in the water. This isn't some lovey-dovey, happy world government. Oh, yeah, they're going to entertain us with sports while they're putting lithium and other toxins in the water, while they're putting cancer viruses in our vaccines, as they've been caught doing ad infinitum. And so world government is death, kind of like that issue of what was the January 2010 issue of National Geographic. It said, oh, the whole world's going to be the model, basically, of Singapore. It's like slitting your wrist and getting in a hot bathtub of water.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are here live. Lindsey Williams is coming up in T-minus 37 minutes from now. He'll join us at 33 after, coming up into the next hour for an hour and a half of live transmission. We may even go into overdrive and open the phones up if folks have questions or comments for Lindsey Williams. But the globalist by being able to mimic the symbols of energy. Seeds, salt, animal pelts, gold, silver, rubies, diamonds, slaves, cooking oil, frankincense, myrrh, garlic, seashells, glass beads. They've all been used as symbols of currency and money. How much is a healthy slave worth? And you go to the slave auction. Every culture had it. And there was a set amount. And it would be exchanged generally in gold. Or they could make side deals, but it wasn't as easy. It didn't grease the skids as quickly for commerce. If you wanted to pay, okay, I'll give you 50 pigs. Or I'll give you 3 cows for that slave. That's where money came from. And people around the world settled in on silver and gold. Didn't matter if it was the Aztecs, didn't matter if it was the ancient Japanese, the Chinese, the Visigoths of Germany, the Ostrogoths of Austria, the Gauls of what is France today, the Brits of Britain, the Celts, gold, silver. The globalists are hoarding gold, silver, hoarding, telling you don't get it, you don't want to buy it. Property. Gold, silver, weapons. These are things that have value in history. Information, value. But they set your role models for you and tell you it's Justin Bieber. It's American Idol. And so people are brought up from being in diapers in front of a television set, being taught this is what has value. The number one thing you teach a child is what really has value in life. Their morals, their information, their mind, and then what true physical wealth is. But instead, we're just told wealth is being into a football game. And we go and pay all this money and sit there and feel like we're part of something big and that our team, our tribe is winning a war. It's all socially engineered. You know, the Drudge Report yesterday gave us a nice plug. I noticed back on Christmas, actually, my producer noticed this. Jaron, and he thought it was only on his computer, so he called his mother, and she checked it, and the entire website was red links on Christmas except Infowars.com and Alex Jones. He has links, you know, to personalities and the websites. A little Christmas present for Matt Drudge. I don't know how I can give you a Christmas present, Matt. But we weren't sure then. But thank you for reaching out, Matt, on his official Twitter yesterday. He only puts out about 2 a day. He said, there is no rest when you are involved in reality, Alex Jones. He was listening to the Sunday show, obviously. That's when I said that. I was going to say there's no rest for the wicked, and I said, well, I don't see myself as wicked, but you know, I'm always tied up in all this information, and even when I'm home, I can't even spend time with my children because all I'm thinking about is, you know, all this information. And I said, there's no rest when you're involved in reality. So he put out the tweet, there is no rest when you are involved in reality, Alex Jones, and he says a U.S. Texas said on 2/20/11, so he put out my quote and the date, and he said, does urgent radio 6 days a week, web DVDs, Charlie Sheen's Bud. I guess that's tacked on there, and I did go out and see Charlie a few weeks ago, a week and a half ago, just to see how he's doing. He is clean and healthy and full of energy like I've never seen him. Always full of energy, but good to see Charlie's getting back on the right track. But Matt Drudge, thank you so much for the little tip of the hat. Tip of the hat right back at you. DrudgeReport.com. It's what does that say that Matt Drudge is a fan? That says a lot, doesn't it? Confirmation right there. Hoorah!
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.